Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Cody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Content Marketing, Content Clusters Boost Pillar Content today. Our topic today is, Content Marketing Agency, M1PR, builds content clusters to boost pillar content. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good, but it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. Natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Search engine, people will stick to it and so increase rankings organically over time, according to M1PR, a content marketing agency in New York City. Once you understand what a cluster is and how it can benefit your content marketing strategy and SEO, you can put that knowledge into practice. Here are 8 steps you can take to learn more about using theme clusters and models to enhance your SEO with content markers. SEO and learn more about how content marketing can be used to improve SEO downloads. When it comes to SEO, there is no shortage of best practices, tips and recommendations online, whether online or in the real world. After all, marketers and publishers work hard to discover their content on the first page of search engine results pages. According to a recent study by Google, 3/4 of searchers never scroll past the first page of search results. This means that we are missing out on a wealth of SEO potential that could pave the way for our marketing strategies. Our understanding of SEO goes beyond basic keywords and meta descriptions, meaning we miss out on many potential opportunities for content marketing and marketing strategy. Content clusters can do just that by creating a competition that is more relevant to specific keywords, phrases, and industries. Although we know that content clusters are preferred by algorithms and search engines, it is important, at least for now, to review the overall education process to see how to create content in the future. It's not just about putting words together, it's also about why it's so important to integrate a very specific SEO strategy as part of a comprehensive content strategy. One of the easiest and easiest things you can do is work with your team to map your content so that it provides the kind of content for the overall marketing reach and the journey of the buyer. This allows you to easily create relevant content that supports all parts of the buyer's journey, and building on this, the move to content clusters reinforces the importance of having a content strategy and SEO strategy that are tailored to make every word of every piece of content count. Think of your content as many little cogs that form a big wheel, so make sure you are able to build a puzzle in which all the pieces have their place. In this blog post, we will talk about this very issue, and I will provide a step-by-step guide to start with today on clustering. The best way to start is to break down how you would create a pillar of core content and build it outwardly. In 2017, the company unveiled M1PR, a content marketing initiative that focuses on filling themes and niches where you want to be recognized as an expert. This can help to raise your issue-driven approach to higher earnings. One reason why theme clusters are an effective approach is that they have the potential to reduce bounce rates because visitors can find related content on your blog. With the topic cluster model, which essentially means that you organize the architecture and content of your site, users have a better chance of leaving the site after learning more about a topic that is a niche. We have created a content marketing ROI cheat sheet that helps you keep track of the KPI you measure yourself. This can also help in deciding how to invest your future marketing efforts, which I will write about in next week's blog post, and how to best allocate your marketing budget. Changing your SEO strategy from a keyword-oriented approach to a theme-oriented strategy is no easy task. The topic cluster model is a new approach that shifts the focus from targeting long-tail keywords to targeting long-tail keywords. This way, your content is organized so that your target audience quickly gets the answers they are looking for, and you can organize content so that they get answers to what they are looking for quickly. This helps to strengthen your SEO across the entire pillar of your cluster pages and increases the search engine ranking of your content, resulting in an increase in traffic, leads, and customers. Google classifies your site by its content, but it classifies websites by their content, not by the content itself. If you rate your content against thousands of others out there, it won't rank as well as it should. Before we get into the creation process, we also need to see how content clusters work in the context of the search engine ranking system. Simply put, a content cluster is a collection of content that provides the seeker with nuances on a particular topic, SEO relevance, and there are specific ways to deliver the most options for content related to this topic, as shown by the content clusters of M1PR for the New York Times, Huffington Post, Forbes, and other publications. Content clusters provide strategic SEO value because they can adapt the algorithm to a large library of reference material and deliver related search results. This includes different forms, but they must be SEO relevant and be made available in a certain way for most options. This has been Content Marketing, Content Clusters Boost Pillar Content, Episode 1. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.